Another war bulletin. President Roosevelt has signed the war resolution. We are now officially at war with Japan. This bulletin from the NBC Newsroom in New York. Keep tuned to this station.
Start fighting acid indigestion instantly. Get a box of Philips Milk of Magnesia tablets and alkalize right after eating, wherever you are. Genuine Philips Milk of Magnesia tablets are marvelous. Taste like peppermint candy. Get a big box today. Only 25 cents.
Now, Stella Dallas, a continuation on the air of the true-to-life story of mother love and sacrifice, in which Stella Dallas saw her beloved daughter Laurel marry into wealth and society, and realizing the difference in their social world, went out of Laurel's life. These episodes in the later life of Stella Dallas are based on the famous novel of that name by Olive Higgins South, and are written by Ann Hummert. Here's wonderful news for every woman whose skin is marred by enlarged pores, oily shine, or dry, scaly roughness. News of a remarkable method of daily skin care that may easily make your skin lovelier to look at than you thought possible. This way is based on two unique creams, Philips Milk of Magnesia Cleansing Cream and Philips Milk of Magnesia Skin Cream, formerly called Philips Milk of Magnesia Texture Cream, the only beauty creams containing genuine Philips Milk of Magnesia. And what these creams may do for you is remarkable to see. For the cleansing cream liquefies instantly, lifts up surface dirt and stale makeup, and leaves your skin wonderfully fresh and clean. While the skin cream, used as an overnight beauty care, neutralizes any excess fatty acid accumulations in the external pore opening, leaving the skin so soft and smooth that even those tiny lines that dryness emphasizes seem almost to disappear. So try Philips Milk of Magnesia Cleansing Cream and Philips Milk of Magnesia Skin Cream today. Get them at any drug or department store in the 30 and 60 cent size jar. And now, Stella Dallas. Has Stella won at last? Is she about to restore to young Janet the baby which the young girl bore in a charity hospital, which her father and aunt have taken from her and put in a foundling home to be adopted? Driven to a frantic stand this afternoon when the Boston lawyer, Harold Sherman, walked into the room in the adoption home where Stella and Terry Evans were looking at baby Terry, Stella is defying Harold Sherman and wealthy, arrogant Melissa Hart. Coming to Melissa Hart's home, he told Melissa that unless Janet, Ruth Sherman, Janet's mother, left the house with her tonight, that Stella would tell every newspaper in Boston the story of Janet's runaway marriage to Terry Evans and of the subsequent tragic months. Melissa Hart agreed for Janet and Ruth to go home with Stella. But 10 minutes ago, she left Stella alone in the living room. Stella is thinking,
so Harold Sherman and Melissa Hart have left me alone. Melissa's in another room playing the organ. Gosh, Melissa is sure putting on an act. But it don't scare me. Ruth and Janet are packing their suitcases to leave. Yeah, I made sure of that. And that's all that matters right now.
Stella! Stella, where are you?
Oh, that's Fletcher Hart.
Stella! Oh, here you are. Here you are. Are you all right?
Oh, sure I'm all right.
Terry and the baby are at your place. I got as much of the story as I could from Terry and drove straight here.
Oh, gee, I'm glad to see you, Fletcher. I'm awful glad you came. Your Aunt Melissa and Harold Sherman have agreed for Ruth and Janet to leave this house tonight.
They have? How in the world did you get them to agree to that?
I said I'd tell the newspapers about Janet's runaway marriage and how they had her marriage annulled, and then about them taking a baby away from her and putting it in a home to be adopted.
And you really managed to scare them?
I wasn't just trying to scare them. I meant every word I said.
No.
What's the matter?
That organ. Is Melissa in the music room playing that organ?
Yeah. Can you beat it? For a time like this, she's got the nerve to sit down and play that organ.
Oh, Stella, that woman. That incredible old woman. 17 years ago, when I came to this house to ask her to help my mother, Melissa walked out of her room and began playing the organ.
Fletcher, she's the strangest human being I've ever known.
She's the meanest human being I've ever known. When you think that my father was her nephew, and yet, when Mother was dying, Melissa refused to help her. Oh, it makes me furious when I remember the past. Melissa hating Mother because she was a cabaret singer. Never forgiving Father for marrying her.
Yeah, I don't see how she can sleep at night when she remembers the things she's done to people. I wouldn't want to have her memories as I was getting older.
Stella, don't mention yourself in the same breath with Melissa.
Fletcher, when people start getting old, they start living the past over. And they're awful lucky when the past is filled with happy memories.
Stella, you have happy memories of the past. And if you'd forget that you're separated from your daughter, Laurel, you could have some fun in the present.
Oh, Fletcher, I ain't thinking about myself. Hmm. Having any fun is the last thing that...
What's the matter?
Melissa's quit playing the organ.
You put it far more elegantly than I ever could, Mrs. Delacroix.
But I have stopped playing the organ. Your sarcasm don't affect me, Mrs. Hart. But I'm advising you to stop handing it out. I'm glad you came downstairs because your nephew, Fletcher Hart, is here.
Yes, my butler told me he'd arrive. Janet and Ruth will be down soon, Mrs. Dallas.
So you won't speak to me. Is that it, Melissa?
I've such contempt for you that speaking is difficult.
You contempt for me?
Yes. Because you've been clinging to Mrs. Dallas for months. Because you wouldn't dare to come here tonight unless she'd come first.
That's a lie.
Fletcher hasn't come to your house because he despises you. He's here tonight because he's so upset about Janet and Ruth and that baby. He's here for what he can get.
Melissa.
Now, don't get mad, Fletcher. I can handle her. She knows I've got her licked. She knows why I've been waiting here to see her again instead of being upstairs with Janet and Ruth.
But I don't, Mrs. Depp.
Oh, yes, you do. After I threatened to go to the newspapers with a scandal that would ruin your aristocratic Park family in this town, you agreed to stop interfering in Janet's and Ruth's lives, to let Janet go back to her baby and her mother Ruth to go with her. And, well, I guess you think that's the end of it.
It's not quite the end, as far as I'm concerned.
That's swell. Because you've got to give Ruth an allowance to live on.
Oh. I must.
You bet you must. I won't leave here. I won't leave this house. I won't let her leave here, still dependent on her husband.
And Janet hasn't any money.
Well. Very well, then, let's settle this. How much of an allowance should she be given, Mrs. Dallas?
I've got it all figured out. Ruth's pride won't let her take as much as she deserves. But she'll be living with Janet and Terry. She'll need plenty to pay her share of the expenses. So you sit down over there at that desk, Mrs. Hart, and write out that Ruth will get $300 every month for the rest of her life.
$300? When Melissa has millions?
Go on, Mrs. Hart, and write it out. Fletcher and I will witness your signature.
Very well, Mrs. Dallas.
Stella, $300.
That's all Ruth would take. The money will come from a big trust fund in a bank. And the bank will send her a monthly check. Do you understand that, Mrs. Hart?
Really, Mrs. Dallas?
But Stella, Ruth is a Hart. She's entitled to millions.
Oh, don't worry about it. Let me handle it, Fletcher.
Where the devil is Harold Sherman, anyway?
Harold isn't feeling very well, and he's a tired leader. Here is my promise to arrange for a trust fund for Ruth. From that, she'll be paid $300 every month. Will you witness my signature, Mrs. Dallas?
Yeah, Mrs. Hart. Thanks for bringing me a fountain pen. Sign right here. That's it. Here, Fletcher, you take the pen.
All right.
I think not. I'll take the pen.
But, Mrs. Hart, what's the big idea? Why, lend me your pen and then refuse it to Fletcher?
Well, after all, I'm giving in to you on all major points. But I don't like Fletcher Hart, and I'm not compelled to be polite to him.
Yeah, and you know why you don't like him, don't you? Because you owe him money. You owe him a fortune. And you think that just because you're being halfway decent about an allowance for Ruth, that I won't bring up the money that Fletcher's been due for years from the Hart estate.
Fletcher Hart will never get a penny of that money.
Oh, yes, I will, Melissa.
It's his rightful due. It's money that was willed to his father and asked his father to Fletcher.
And I'm ready to go to the courts for it.
Try it. Try it.
No, Mrs. Hart. He ain't going to try that. He won't have to fight his case against you in the court because you're going to give it to him. We're settling everything before I leave Hartwood Court tonight.
Either you give Fletcher Hart his money or I go to the newspaper with Janet's story.
You're caught, Melissa. For the first time in your life, you're beaten.
Very well. I'll see that Fletcher Hart is given $100,000.
Ah, you're caught.
That is the amount of money which has been held for him from the estate.
Held for me? Held for me? It's the money you stole from me, you mean, so don't expect me to be grateful.
Well, even if Fletcher don't feel grateful, Mrs. Hart, I want to say that I'm sure glad you're agreeing to all these things without any more fuss.
Mrs. Ellis, it's true that I've let you threaten me. I've agreed to everything. And now, I shall make a condition.
You're in no position to make a condition.
What is it, Mrs. Hart?
I want Ruth and Janet's incredible young husband, this garage worker, Terry, to move away from Boston.
To leave Boston?
Certainly. You think I've bought my way out of this unspeakable affair, only to have them living in the same city with me? A constant nuisance, a constant threat of disgrace.
But Mrs. Hart,
Mrs. Ellis, if they don't leave Boston, and everybody knows that Ruth has moved away from this house, and if they see Janet and Terry together, the whole story will be played, whether you go to the newspapers or not.
There's something in that, Stella.
Yeah. There's a lot in it. All right, Mrs. Hart. You've agreed to do everything I've asked you to. And I guess your condition is fair enough. I feel sure Janet and Terry and Ruth will agree to anything in order to get this business settled and live their own lives.
Stella knows that the only chance for happiness that Ruth and Janet and Terry have is to live away from the domination of Melissa Hart. But what of attractive Fletcher Hart, who's just been told that he'll receive $100,000? Well, don't miss tomorrow's chapter in this vivid, eventful drama in the life of Stella Dallas. And now Beatrice de Silvera, considered one of the five most expensive beauty experts in America, is going to give you important advice on how to make your skin more lovely. Many women have paid small fortunes for her advice. Now listen to what she has to say. Dear Sister Silvera.
Now, ladies, you know that no skin can be attractive if its beauty is marred by enlarged pores, oily shine, or scaly roughness. So, in your own interest, why not do as thousands of women are doing every day with wonderful results? And that is, guard the beauty of your skin with a special method of skin care. Let me tell you about it. This way is with Philips Milk of Magnesia Cleansing Cream and Philips Milk of Magnesia Skin Cream, formerly called Philips Milk of Magnesia Texture Cream, the only face cream that contains genuine Philips Milk of Magnesia. Now, here's what you do. First, apply the cleansing cream to your skin. See how fast it liquefies, how it loosens surface dirt, floats it away to leave your skin softer, cleaner, lovelier perhaps, than you thought possible. Then, as a makeup base, apply Philips Milk of Magnesia Skin Cream that so many women prefer for the way it helps neutralize any excess fatty acid accumulation in the outer pore openings. If you've been relying on ordinary face creams, you'll be delighted at the difference this skin cream seems to make. For it removes oiliness, softens scaly roughness, and even seems to smooth out those tiny lines that dryness emphasizes. As a special beauty help, thousands of women use Philips Skin Cream as a night cream so that it can have its full neutralizing and cleansing effect. Ask for Philips Milk of Magnesia Cleansing Cream and Philips Milk of Magnesia Skin Cream at any drugstore today. They come in 30 and 50 cent jars, also the cleansing cream in the special $1 professional size. Get Philips Beauty Cream today.
This chapter in the later life of Stella Dallas is written by Anne Hummer and is based on the famous character created by Olive Higgins Safi in her great novel. Stella Dallas will be on the air at the same time tomorrow, 4:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Every woman ought to know Diamond Blue White, a bluing which gives clear whiteness to yellowed silks and woolens
and prevents these white materials from becoming yellowed by laundering and age. Ask for Diamond Blue White.
This is the Red Network of the National Broadcasting Company.